こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。バイリンガルニュース BN メンバーシップというメンバーシップもやっています。こちらも公式サイトからチェックしてみてください。メンバーの方々本当にありがとうございます。皆さんのおかげで番組が継続できています。
Thank you。
1個目、ビデオゲーム歴史財団とソフトウェア保全ネットワークの共同調査で、2010年以前にアメリカでリリースされたゲームの 87% が現在入手不可能になっていることが分かりました。コモドール64、ゲームボーイシリーズ、プレイステーション2用に発売された4000タイトル以上のゲームについて、市場で合法的に購入可能かどうかを調べた結果、コモドール64のゲームは 4.5%、ゲームボーイシリーズは 5.87%、プレイステーション2は 12% でした。過去のゲームを配信しているサービスもありますが、一部の人気ゲームのみに限定されるため、大半のゲームは昔のハードウェアに縛られており、入手できない状態となっています。
In a joint study by the Video Game History Foundation and Software Preservation Network, it was found that 87% of games released in the United States before 2010 are currently unavailable. The study determined the legal availability in the market of over 4,000 games released for the Commodore 64, Game Boy series, and PlayStation 2. The results showed that only 4.5% of Commodore 64 games, 5.87% of Game Boy series games, and 12% of PlayStation 2 games are still accessible. While some services offer old games for distribution, they are limited to only a few popular titles, leaving the majority of games tied to old hardware and inaccessible.
So, この財団の人が、そのもしタイタニックの映画を見る唯一の方法が昔の VHS テープを探して昔のビデオデッキをメンテナンスするっていう感じだったらどうですかみたいな風に言ってたんだけど、まあ、本とか雑誌とか映画っていうのは図書館がデジタル版を保存して貸し出すことが可能なんだよね。ただ一方著作権とかの問題でゲームに関しては保存はできるんだけど貸し出しができない状態になってると。だから消費者は例えばその図書館みたいなところで保存されてるとしたらそこに行ってやる分にはいいんだけどその持って帰ることができないっていう、だから、まあ、海賊版みたいなサイトで手に入れるか、まあ、違法だけどね、そういう、まあ、コレクターとかからすごい高額で買うとかそういう方法でしかアクセスすることができなくなっちゃってるよっていう話。
Right. I guess this is because of the sort of hardware dependency and forward compatibility, or I guess backward compatibility issue. You know, where like the PlayStation 5, it's 5 right now, right? Cannot play the PlayStation 2 games, right? Or the PlayStation 3 games.
So.でそうやって縛りがあるからその古いゲームをじゃあどうやって保存するかっていうとそういう業者とかゲーマーの人とかコレクターの人がプログラムを書き直してパソコンとか別のハードウェアで動くようにするわけだよね。だけどそれはライセンスとか著作権法違反で、まあ、普通に違法だから、実際去年そういうデータを配信してた海賊版のサイトを任天堂が訴えて買ってで、でそのサイトが閉鎖になっちゃったんだけど、で、まあ、営利目的は当然違法なんだけど、この財団の人たちが言ってるのは そこにあった任天堂のゲームっていうのは1割で、そのサイトがなくなったことによって残りの9割もアクセスがなくなった。だからそのゲームがそもそもなかったことになっちゃうわけだよね。その誰も遊べなくなっちゃうっていうか、だからアメリカでは研究機関とかによって合法的に営利目的じゃない場合は保存活動ができるように法改正をしようとしているところらしい。
Do you have any old games?
あのさ、これ私ゲーム全然持ってないっていうか、もう何年もね、別に自分ではそんなやってないんだけど、この話を読んだ時にそういえば私多分人生で一番やったゲームっていうのが、まあ、one of them がガラケーの時にあのカイロソフトっていう会社のゲーム発展国っていうやつがあって、
うん、
シミュレーションゲームなんだけど、多分あれ人生で一番やったゲームのうちの一つだなと思ったので、あれって今もできるのかなと思って調べたら今もあるの、 iPhone でもあったの。
Is it the same?
当時はね、そうで当時は無料だったのね、
うん、
でそのゲーム発展国の他に同じ会社がいろいろなんか漫画、それはそのゲーム会社がゲームを開発していくっていうゲームなんだけど、他にも漫画家が漫画を出していくとか何種類かあったのよ。でそれ全部無料だったので、当時私何歳だったのか分かんないけど、まあ何中学生高校生とかで、なんでこれ無料でできるんだろうなって思うぐらいすごい楽しくて、で昨日ねあるのかなと思ってアップストアで見たらあったので、しかも私イギリスのアップストアなんだけど2種類あって、うん、英語版のアプリと日本語版があったの、
うん、
で私がやってた当時のドット絵みたいなそのまんまにしてくれてあるの、うん、それでそれが今5ポンドぐらい1000円ぐらいで売ってて、でも当時私無料ですごい楽しませてもらったからと思って今回課金してさ、それを買ったの。それで昨日やったらさ、もうやめらんないの今でも今やってもやめらんないの。
Some games, some old games just really like it doesn't, it's not about the graphics or like you know this new stuff at all, right? It's just fun.
そうで、私は正直ゲーム発展国っていうタイトルも見るまで忘れてて、だからググってさ探したんだけど、このニュースを読んだからさ、あれもないだろうなっていうか、あれなんだろう、当時はさネットとかもそんなないし、なんていうかあれがどれぐらい人気のものだったのか自分でも分かってないわけじゃん。すごいニッチだったのか、うん、みんなやってたのか、そういうのも分かんないレベルだったから、なんかまだあるんだと思って超ありがたい久しぶりみたいな。
So that's, you would say,
カイロソフトの人超ありがとう。
It's totally preserved. This is an example of a well preserved, maintained、
うん私がやってたやつよりもうちょいパワーアップしてる感じはあるけど、ただパワーアップしすぎても嫌じゃん。だからそのバランスがすっごいちょうどいい感じに、うん、なんだろう、保たれてて天才だなと思って
Did you play like Mario Kart or スマブラ？
マリオカートはちょっとやったし、スマブラ弟がやってたけど私はあんまり好きじゃなかったんだよね、うん、鉄拳ぐらいかな。
Which、
でもだからそういう多分
鉄拳
めちゃくちゃ流行ったやつは鉄拳2かな、
うん、You played Biohazard too, right?
うん、基本全部2から始まってるかも私。クラッシュバンディクも2だった気がするし、バイオハザードも2だった気がするし、そう。でもそういうさやっぱ有名なゲーム、そこまでヒットしたやつって今でもあるじゃん。バイオハザードも続編まだ出てるし、鉄拳はよくわかんないけど、マリオカートとかさ普通に今もあるし、スマブラも、スマブラなんてもうなんかめちゃくちゃ進化してるじゃん。
Yeah, but I don't really like the new ones. The new Mario Kart is not that good. The 64 Mario Kart is way better. It's just more fun. Like,
でもさ、そういうのはさまだあるじゃん。だけど多分うちらがこうこのゲーム発展国みたいに頭の隅にさ忘れてる、こうあんなにお世話になったのに忘れてるやつって絶対みんな1個か2個とかあると思うんだよね、
うん、
で私の場合はラッキーなことに今も作ってくれてるけどさ、今あもう一回あれやりたいなとか、どんな感じだったっけって思った時にもう分かんないみたいな。 I have one actually, one computer gameまあ、タイトルも分かんないし、どんなゲームだったかもよく覚えてない、昔のパソコンのゲームがあって、それをもう一回見たいんだけどもうヒントが少なすぎて無理なんだよね。
I have some of those too、they were on DOS and these games were my dad's games that were on floppy disks、
はいはいはい、
andSo I'd play a bunch of games, DOS games, and I can't remember there's like this one game with this little like Robin Hood style character that goes around shooting arrows and exploring like, I don't know, pyramids or something. And I can't remember what that's called. I've Googled it so many times. I can't figure out what it, like, it's just, I can't find it. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what to do. You know, maybe one of the AI things could find it, but.
うん、探したけど分かんないし、やっぱ昔だからバグが多いっていうかさ、もうやってるとすぐフリーズするっていう感じだったんだよね。だけど絵がちょっとディズニーっぽいっていうか、すごい可愛い絵柄で、なんか魔女とかが出てきて、なんかでもなんだ話も覚えてないし、も
う Was it on Windows?
全然、うん、Windows だった。でもそう全然覚えてないんだよね。
A lot of the a lot of the new games now, they require an internet connection to play. To play single player, you need an internet connection. To play by yourself. So if you're on the plane, you can't play it, even though you have the game. It's like, that's so, that feels so backwards, you know?
Yeah, わかるよ。あの子供用にさ、飛行機乗るときに iPad にゲームを入れときたいわけじゃん。でもほとんどがそう今マイケル言ったようにネットがないと使えないやつだし、ダウンロードするときにそれって分かんないじゃん、その書いてくれてないじゃん。だからオフラインでできますとかアピールしてくれてるやつもあるけど、基本はどっちなのか分かんないし、まあ、書いてないければ基本はネットがいるやつだからさ、
It's weird.
むずいんだよね。
I think the new Diablo game is like that, and HaloInfinite was like that. Another thing that's happened is people used to go to each other's house and play games together. So you'd have split screen, like four squares, right? Or you can have co-op where it's two. It's split into two screens. And for most games now, they don't include local co-op.So if you want to play with someone, you can't be in the same place.
Ah, 逆にね。
It's the opposite now. Now you, if you're in the same place, now you can't play together. You have to go home and turn on your own Xbox or PlayStation, and then you can play together. It's like forcing people to be separated. It's weird.
だからスイッチはすごいよね。そういう意味では斬新じゃない。
Yeah, Nintendo is a bit different. I guess they have more of a focus on, you know, like bowling together or whatever, you know.
いや昔ってさ、だからそのゲーム発展国みたいな、だからアイモードだよね。あれってさ、どうやってゲームしてたんだっけ。そのアイモードみたいなページに行くじゃん、ネットので、そこでブラウザーみたいな感じでやってたんだっけ。なんかダウンロードしてたんだっけ。もう
For what game?
To play any game.
Like how did you play multiplayer?
No. Just to play any game on i mode. I just don't remember how it worked, because I don't think you would download an app or anything, right? So...どうしてたんだろう。
I don't know.
しかもゲームをどうやって見つけてたんだろう。なんかランキングとかがあったのかな。もう全然覚えてない。今と全然違った。
I would just go to the store, and I'd go to the, you know, used game section, and you could.
No, I'm talking about ガラケ
ー。 Okay.
Like, do you remember how, like, were you playing games on Garake? Did you have a Garake?
Of course I had Garake, but I don't really remember playing games on it. I had an N64. You know, I had a PS1. Like, I played a lot of Tetris.So, I had an hour-long bus ride at one point. And I would play Tetris. And there was a leaderboard on the Tetris thing. And so I would play, and then the Tetris would get passed up. And all these different people would play on my little Tetris.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it would come back, and I would check to see if someone beat my score.
Hmm.
And then I would beat their score, and that just kept going, like, every day.
Yeah. 昔すごかったんだよ。あのチャットルームみたいなのがあって、そのガラケーで指定されてる電話番号があって、そこに電話すると、全国の謎の高校生がそこにいて、ただ喋れるみたいな、10人ぐらいで。
Hmm.
それがもうガラケーについてきてるサービスみたいな感じであったし、i モードで。
Which who's i mode? Like who makes that?
ドコモ、ドコモ。
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I use that.
だし、そういうゲームも結構あったし、それ何全略プロフとかああいうもう本当にソーシャルメディアのもう最初の最初みたいなやつもあったし。マイケルダメだ。ちょっと i モード分かる人と話したい、これは。誰か分かる人いませんか、これを聞いてて、あ、分かる分かるみたいな。
Well, tell me about
it. 誰かと話してないともうさ、記憶、いや、私も忘れちゃってるからさ、人と話してるうちにだんだん思い出してきそうなんだけど、もうなんか、なんていうの、何かこう、トリガーがないとさ、記憶から引っ張り出せないような奥深くに埋もれてんのよ。
It's only ドコモ?
最初は、うん、i モード。あとでも、まあ、他にもドコモ以外にももちろんあったけどさ。
Is this pre-iPhone? Obviously, it must
be,
right?
Yeah, obviously.
So
yeah,
I...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. だって私が
was there the i trend? i this, i that? もうい
や。
What, i モード is the first.
うん。じゃない?
No way.
確かにね、そう考えたら。でもだって私が13歳とか13、14とかだからもう 20年以上前だよね。
うん。
で私結構携帯持つの早い方だったから、いや絶対今聞いててもどかしく思ってる人いっぱいいると思うんだけど、同年代の人でわかるわかるみたいな。うん。 andああいや、あと何してたの、でもなんかやることいっぱいあったの、その i モードでできること結構いっぱいあって、 I was always playing with my phone, but いや懐かしいね、
like、でも
ゲーム発展国ちょっとあって今思い出してやってたみたいな人いるかな。今
What was the level of the games on there? Because the screen was not very advanced, right?
うん、だからそんな何今の iPhone みたいにさすごいシューティングゲームとかそういう感じじゃなくて、基本はそういうシミュレーション系とかだとかパズルとか、
うん、
だったと思うし、テトリスとかもあったと思うけど。
Did you play any Game Boy games?
ゲームボーイやったよ。あの一番イケてるスケルトンパープル持ってたし。
What were you playing?
え、あのポケモン、ピカチュウがついてくるポケモン、
イエローバージョン、
イエロー、うん、まあ、私牧場物語めっちゃやった。
うん、
まあ、牧場物語をずっとやったし、でも確かにゲームボーイでもこう買ったけど忘れてるやつとかもあるんだろうな。そしてこの、ね、何パーセントに入っちゃっててもう今ではできないみたい。だってこれゲームボーイシリーズで今できるやつ5.87% だもんね、2010年以前だと。ほぼできないじゃん。
There was a game called Koro Koro Kirby that had an accelerometer built into the game cartridge. So the Game Boy itself could not detect tilt or anything at all. They actually built the hardware into the cartridge.
Do you remember the one with the camera? みんなが持ってたやつ。あのゲームボーイのカートリッジカチャって刺すと丸い
ウェブ
キャンみたいなのがついてて、それで写真が撮れるの。
mm-hmm.
ゲームボーイで写真、ゲームボーイ自体にはカメラついてないけど、カメラをこう くっつけられるみたいな。あれ全員持ってたよ。
Yeah.
マジで全員持ってた。カメラ撮れるっつって。でもめちゃくちゃ写真荒いんだけどね、白黒だし。
The accessories market for Game Boy was crazy. People were just putting all kinds of stuff on there. And there was, I remember there was this attachment. I think I had it. It's something you'd like make fun of now, but it was like a giant magnifying glass that you'd put over the screen to make your screen way bigger. You'd like attach it to the Game Boy.
Okay.いやそれは持ってなかったな。
Can you imagine having one of those for your iPhone? Like you have this magnifying glass that you can attach to make the screen way bigger. It might make sense. I mean, there are a lot of, I mean, you can just make things larger on the iPhone itself anyways.
Yeah. Wow. いや絶対忘れてるのいっぱいあるね。だってソフト結構あった気がするもんな家に。
Do you think the, like we're losing information about our sort of childhood era, right? Like over time, it's like degrading. There's like some sort of informational entropy where I think the closer you are to the present, the better preserved things are in digital form. But then you also don't even have a physical version in the first place. Like so much of what's going on now is just starts digital. There's no cartridge. Yeah. There's no thing. Our pictures are just, they start digital, right? So you'd have to create the physical copy of the digital rather than the digital copy of the physical.
いやだからそう考えると本当に映画と全然違うんだよね。ここでそのなんだっけ無声映画、昔は音声がなかったわけじゃん映画が、それとほぼ同じサバイバル率なんだって。だからこの2010年以前のゲームが、だからそう考えるとね、相当アクセシビリティがあまりにもない状態というか。だからこの団体は結構多分ロビング活動してるんだよね。でもうゲームは文化遺産ですみたいな、こうやって失われちゃってるのは良くないみたいな感じで言ってるけど、
So、what is it that we want to do about this? Just digitize everything and make it available via emulators on computers? Like, I guess that's sort of the seems like that's all we can do.
書き換え、書き換えて、でプラスなんか図書館とかで貸し出し、そのまま誰でもアクセスできるようにするっていうことをしたいんじゃない、この人たちは。だからそれコレクターとか、今海賊版とかコレクターだとすごい値段がつり上がっちゃってるから、そもそも探してもないし、あったとしてももうとんでもない値段を出さないと、まあ、ちょっと遊ぶとかもできないっていう。
It's weird to think about all this information that's being generated all the time and we don't really know where it ends up or where it goes. Like all the pictures on your iPhone. 、yeah.Like all the pictures on everyone's iPhones or whatever phones they're using. Are you ever going to go back and look at all of that? Probably most of it you won't, right? And if you printed out and framed every picture in your iPhone and hung it up on your walls, like you'd just be completely encased, right?So, but it feels like we want to preserve everything. We want everything to be saved if it's digital, right? That's like the ideal, right? Everything's in the cloud and everything's backed up. And eventually we have this cube of hard drives that has like 5 trillion terabytes and we like send it to the moon or we like put it in orbit around the sun or something, right? And it's like there's the backup of all of civilization's information. Like what is the goal here? Like what are we like where is this going? The only thing that could like process that much data is some kind of artificial intelligence, right? Like maybe all of this just goes into an AI at the end of it.
Right. Yeah, and you can just ask for it and it'll give it to you.
Well, we don't remember enough to ask for a lot of things, you know?
Mm. If it has enough information, right? Like,
but is that the point? Just like retrieval? It seems like the AI might, you know, we think of AI in terms of data retrieval, information retrieval, but AI is also capable of acting, like doing things, right? I don't know what it would do, but I don't know. When you think of all of this in terms of information and the amount of data generated and how we're storing it and how, like, with as the fidelity goes up, like the past is co-present with like the current, right? Like if all the past is like perfectly recorded and we have it with us. You know, that's very different than when we think about like ancient Egypt and we have like some figurine and we're trying, like everything's an investigation, right?
Mm. Yeah. But then again, I mean, digital is like one form in the end, right? So.
Mm-hmm.
そこにアクセスできなくなったら全部ないことになるよね。
Yeah. Well, I'm just wondering, like, is this... So, like, these organizations, this Video Game History Foundation, Software Preservation Network, there are similar organizations for books, for film, for a lot of different mediums, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about where, like, the theoretical limit is that everything is perfectly recorded and stored, like, for eternity. And ideally, we would actually, you know, record the genomic data from, like, species in the Amazon that are going extinct, and 'cause we have data loss there, too. If we think about it, like, not just in terms of human data, but
yeah.
The Earth's ecosystems are generating complex data too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we like remembering things, right? We like recording things and...
Mm-hmm. If Facebook was shutting down tomorrow, would you go download everything?
No.
You wouldn't download, like, your... I don't know, college photo albums and stuff?
No.
No, you just let it disappear? No action to preserve it. What if later you're like, oh, one of your friends is like, oh, remember when we, you know, did this? And it's like, oh, yeah, we have a picture of that. It's like, oh, I let it get deleted.
でも、I'm 元からそうなんだよね、もう私。多分高校、中学、高校。大学までぐらいのものもう何にもない。
うん。
で別に困ってないからいっかみたいな。
Uh-huh.
次。ゾウはメジャーな動物ですが、自然界で実際に何を食べているのか実ははっきりと分かっていませんでした。野生のゾウを近くで観察することは非常に危険な上、長距離を移動しつつ夜間に茂みの中で食事をするため、植物学者でも目視で確認するのが不可能なためです。今回ロイヤルソサエティオープンサイエンスに掲載されたブラウン大学の研究で、20年前にケニアのゾウから採取していた糞のサンプルを使って、中に含まれている植物の DNA メタバーコーディングを行い、さらに GPS トラッキングとリモートセンシングデータを組み合わせて個体の餌の内容を分析しました。 すると一緒に行動している家族であっても個体によってこれまで想定されていたよりはるかに大きな食生活の違いが確認され、好みや生理的なニーズによって食事内容を変えている可能性が高いことが分かりました。
Despite elephants being well-known animals, their dietary habits in the wild have remained unclear. Observing wild elephants up close is dangerous, and due to their ability to travel long distances and feed in thick vegetation at night, visual confirmation of their diet has been elusive, even for botanists. However, in a recent study by Brown University, published in Royal Society Open Science, researchers were able to use DNA metabarcoding of plant material taken from fecal samples collected in Kenya 20 years ago. Combined with GPS tracking and remote sensing data, the analysis revealed the content of individual elephants' diets. The study revealed significant variations in dietary preferences and physiological needs among individuals, even within the same family groups.
So, これまで雨が降ると新鮮な草を食べて、寒気の間には木を食べてるっていうことは分かってたんだけど、
うん、
そのちっちゃい葉っぱとかをずっと食べてるわけだよね。でそれ具体的に何の葉っぱを食べてるとかっていうのが実は分かってなかったみたいな、
うん、
まあ、結構意外というか、そのゾウってやっぱ動物園にもいるし結構身近なイメージがあるけど、
Right.
どういう食べ物が好きなのかっていうことを実は人間は把握してなかったっていう。
The friendly elephants, are those, do you know if those are domesticated or if they're like just trained?
Oh yeah.
Are they born domesticated? Like are they domesticated as in like as a species? It's the same species, right?
ああそこまでわかんない
け
ど、でも
dogs and cats are domesticated, like bred domesticated, right?
うん、でもなんかさ、川端さんが前にゲストに来た時にあの動物園の本が、あの彼が書いたやつがあって、それを読んだりとかいろいろ調べてた時に、やっぱゾウってすっごい危ないんだよね。危ない、まあ当然体も大きいしすごい強いし、なかなかそういうドメスティケイトされないっていうかさ、猫とか犬とは違うから、あの動物園でみんな結構ゾウ飼ってるじゃん。だから一般的にゾウっていうのは、まあ、飼いやすいんだみたいに誤解されてるけど、実際はすっごく危ない動物ですみたいな。
It's the largest land mammal, right?
I guess.
Yeah, the African elephant, I think.It's the largest land animal.
当然近づくなんていうのはもうできないし。
So how are they taming these things? I don't understand how the elephant goes from like are they capturing the elephant and you know like they
the breeding works, but like
you know how horses they would break the horse, right? Like you, what's the expression?Like some cowboy would jump on a wild horse and just ride it until it gives up, right?
Yeah. でもそのよくなんか話題になるじゃん、動物愛護みたいので、やっぱそういうリゾート地で飼われてるゾウとかってすごいムチとかさ、シャコとかつけられて、もうめちゃくちゃ叩かれたりとか、だからテイムされるっていうよりはだから諦めてる状態みたいな、人を乗せたりさ、するってゾウっていうのは。だから。
But it seems like they're friends in some parts of Asia. Like there's a very intimate sort of social structure between the elephants and the people, no? I mean, sometimes the elephant like goes crazy, but I think it's pretty rare. I don't know. I'm not an elephant riding expert.
うん、どうなんだろうね。でも基本そういうなんかムチとかを使ってるもんね。
And no one's riding hippos, right?
No.
And they, I don't think they can be tamed.
すごい危ないんだよね。Yeah.
I think hippos kill the most people.
Yeah. Like, そうね、カバとゾウは多分、なカバが一番危ないのかもしれないけど、ゾウもまあまあ。So, でもここでその同じものをみんなが食べてるとやっぱ足りなくなるじゃん。同じ葉っぱばっかりを例えばゾウがみんな好きだったら足りなくなっちゃって競争になって群れが分解したりとかしそうだけど、うん、じゃあそうなってないのはなぜかって考えた時に、まあ、今回の結果を見ると、まあ、その個体によって好みが違うとか例えば妊娠してると違うものを食べたくなるとかそういうのがあると、まあ、その分競争がばらけるわけだよね。だから一緒に社会性を持って暮らすことができるみたいな。そう考えると人間もね、それぞれこう好き嫌いとかがあったり食の好みがあることによって、まあ、多様性が生まれてその分競争がばらけてエボリューショナリースタンポイント的には結果的にプラスになってるみたいな、
うん、
そういうのはありそうだなと思ったけど
I wonder if they communicate about it like what they want to eat what they're eating like how are those leaves
You know,
ね、あ、これ美味しいよみたいな。 Cause they're super social, right? Like, you've seen the videos of like、
うん、
some baby elephant almost gets eaten or something and, or gets
they
lost.
They all swarm, right? Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking of this video where this mother and the baby elephant like reunite and、うん、it's kind of this, you know, like a human drama、
yeah.
moment.
いやあとよくさこう穴みたいなとこに子供の像が落ちちゃった時にこうみんなでさ鼻で助けてあげたりとか、
うん、
なんかまあ親これどうなんだろうね親子でなんていうのお母さんが好きな食べ物があったとしてで子供にもこれを食べなみたいにこう促すことがあった場合にさ母子だったら同じようなもの食べてるとかあるのかねとかそのメイティングするときにさ同じようなものを食べてる相手の方がなんとなく、まあ、意識してそうじゃないかもしれないけどなんとなく惹かれるとかあるとかわかんないけどなんか人間だったらさ食の好みが合ってるかどうかって結構大事じゃんそれって当然そのやっぱ一緒に暮らしていく中で一緒に食べ物を共有しないといけないことの方が多いからそれがあまりにずれてると不便っていうことだと思うけどさ
Yeah. Like if one person's vegan.
Yeah, or, you know, 好き嫌いがありすぎるとか. I mean,、mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever dated someone whose 食生活 is super off from mine. まあ, I've dated a vegan guy.
Okay. That's pretty different.
Yeah. It was inconvenient for me then, but...It was not impossible either, so...
But his diet's more compatible with the elephants than,
yeah,
than yours, no? I mean, they're vegan, right? I think elephants eat like 130 kilos per day of...biomass, like material, plant material. So it's an enormous amount of material. You know, plants don't grow that fast. So I guess that's why they're sort of nomadic. But also if you're nomadic, you need to have some ability to adapt your diet because what's
right.
available changes when you migrate from one area to another.
They must be consuming...some like insects no by accident I mean to some extent
I'm sure they don't mind
yeah so they're not technically vegan are they should be able to digest insects or worms to some extent no
but vegans are consuming some insects too inadvertently there's like small bugs in like salad and stuff here
right.
and there
no I mean like when we sayLike, 草食動物、
mm-hmm.
Actually, like, I see, because some, like, cows eat little birds once in a while, like,
what? Like,
and, you know, we say cats are 肉食, but they eat grass, you know, so it feels like 草食動物 and 肉食動物, usually it's not that, like, clear cut.
Well, there's omnivorous,
that's my
right?
impression.
And the yeah. grass eating is sort of like a. I think that has to do with their digestion, and it's sort of a.
Yeah, but that's what we do too, no? Like, we need fibers for digestion, and that's why we eat it, right?
But we eat plant material, and we get nutrients and calories from it, right? Like, it actually sustains us. Like, we digest it. I don't think that... Like, I think generally carnivorous animals are getting their sustenance from meat, and herbivores are getting their sustenance from plant. I mean, I'm sure they accidentally eat some insects, but that doesn't really make them like omnivores, right?
I don't know, because I've seen a video of cows eating little birds, like not accidentally.
On purpose? Cows eating birds?
Yeah.
Why doesn't the bird just like move? It just, how is
like
the bird?
It's like a tiny chick type, like little ones.
That can't fly?
I've seen them munching on little birds. So.
Well, that's disturbing. I didn't know that. I don't know if I can look at cows the same way now.
So maybe for some animals, it's like, there's this limit of observation on our end, maybe.
I'm sure in some cases.
And we're like, oh, these guys are totally social good, but then they actually sometimes want to eat me. I don't know.
Does anything eat elephant?
どうだろうね。なんかドキュメンタリーとか見てると大人は別に襲われてないよね。まあすごい怪我してるとかだったらあるのかね。
Well, I guess the baby elephants get targeted by, you know, crocodiles and lions and stuff, right?
あ、そうね。水の中、いや。
Lions.
でもあんまり成功してるの見たことないよね。危ないもんね。
But this idea of like a food chain is like really weird, right?Like, this thing eats this thing, and this thing eats this thing, and everything is eating something. Like, every single thing in nature, unless you're, like, a plant. Actually, some plants eat animals, but generally, like, there's this chain of eating, right?
Yeah.
And I guess elephants are close to the top, but they do get hunted. Does anything eat crocodiles? I don't think so.
They eat each other sometimes, right?
Right. Yeah. But.
Ah, demo, no. Something. Wait, I've seen it.
Snake?
No, like leopards or. So, neko ka no yatsu.
Eats crocodiles? Or maybe they just pick off the baby crocodiles? There's a lot of eating babies going on in nature.
No, 普通に戦って飼ってるの見たこと、あのね、それドキュメンタリーでなんか見たよ。
Maybe it's like a jaguar or something.
うん、なんかそれ猫科の、しかも結構なんか余裕っていうか。
Eats it though?
逆しか書いてない。Who eats? でも I've seen it.I saw it.
Maybe
oh, yeah,
happened
tiger,
once,
jaguar. But... Tiger, jaguar, lions. Yeah, because I've seen it. なんか
crocodile?
あんまり怖がってない感じだった。それは印象的だったから覚えてるけど。
Wait, should I be saying alligator? Alligator, though, no. No. Wait.
Alligators are the ones with thin nose.In like Florida and stuff.
Right? Which one's in like the Amazon? Maybe. Is it
Amazon.
one of the
Amazon
other?
Amazon は crocodile じゃなくて alligator かな?
And then there's caiman too. I know caiman's there. Caiman's
right.
the like really 細い one. Like,
もっと細い,
the nose variation in those like crocodile, 이렇게 animals is crazy.
Yeah. You know? Gets so. 영화 같더라. ワニだもんね. 도치모.
Yeah, but there's actually like I don't know. There's like 5-6 different, very distinct types. But.
Yeah. 次.
According to a study published in Communications Engineering by researchers at Northwestern University, a phenomenon dubbed underground climate change may be causing the ground beneath some buildings to shift. The researchers analyzed 3 days of data from a network of wireless temperature sensors monitoring subsurface environments in the Chicago Loop District. They found that subway systems, pipelines, and electrical cables are causing increased ground temperatures. The increase in temperature of about this increase in temperature of about 0.14 degrees Celsius per year can eventually cause the ground beneath a city to shift. In the Loop District, it was found that some buildings shifted by 8 to 12 millimeters, depending on the sediment type.
Communications Engineering に掲載されたノースウェスタン大学の研究で、地下の気候変動と呼ばれる現象によって地下の地盤が変動している可能性があることが分かりました。チームはシカゴのループ地区で地下環境の温度をモニターしているセンサー群のデータ3日分を分析しました。その結果、地下鉄、パイプライン、電気ケーブルが地面の温度上昇を引き起こしており、1年で約 0.14 度の温度上昇となっていました。これは最終的に都市部の地下地盤を変動させる可能性があります。ループ地区では土砂の種類によっては8から12ミリメートルずれた建物も確認されています。
Yep.
So 3 days of data, like over the year, how what does that mean?
Well, they're basically just taking I mean, in their diagrams, they have a snapshot from 2022, which is where they sampled this data, but they also have temperatures from 1951. This is in, like, their computer modeling. So they can assume what the temperature would have been when there wasn't these things underground. And then they use their computer model to project out to 2051, which would be 100 years after the 1951 date, and they show that there are increases of 6 degrees, 8 degrees in it's different for hard clay, stiff clay, and soft clay. Soft clay tends to experience the most dramatic temperature increase. And these are located at somewhat different depths and stuff. So soft clay is like the least deep. That'd be 10 meters, and then stiff clay is like 18, and hard clay is like below 23. But I don't think there has been much. There's also sand and boulders and limestone and other things, but I don't think there's been much research on this phenomenon or exactly how much change there has already been in the subsurface temperatures. And this phenomenon is quite localized, depending on where these sources of heat are. So, like, where I am currently, I would imagine that there's fairly significant subsurface heating from all of these things, subway systems, pipelines, electrical. It's not like this catastrophic thing. Because, you know, it's just, you know, like a centimeter. I mean, a centimeter is kind of a lot.
It is a lot. I mean, it's like the buildings, if the buildings are moving around.
Yeah.
By a centi, that sounds significant. But then yeah. I don't really know much about like architecture. And
I mean, this is something that architects may want to think about. Also, you could build a structure and then the structure could still be there, you know, 20, 30 years later, and the subsurface conditions have changed, right? So you kind of have to, you know, I don't know how much of a consideration this is or if it is a consideration at all. But maybe it will be in the future. No, we're always, humans are always pushing the limit of architecture, building taller and taller structures. Every time I see a Skytree, I'm like, man, that thing's too tall and too skinny. No?
Yeah, Skytree is weird.
I really liked it. It's kind of grown on me. I didn't like it as much at first, but over time, it's kind of like, yeah, it's very... You have the old and the new, right? Like, you have Tokyo Tower, which is sort of the classic Japanese vibe, Tokyo vibe, right?
Yeah.
And then you have Skytree, which really looks like it's from the future, you know?
I guess.
So, I kind of like Tokyo Tower. Doesn't Skytree make Tokyo Tower even cooler? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I never really cared about Tokyo Tower until I started living near it. And I see it every day. And then when I go somewhere and when I'm trying to walk home or something, I can always just look at Tokyo Tower and walk towards it to go home, right?
それでやっぱすごい急に
Tokyo Towerへの愛が醸成されたというか
Yeah. I like seeing it from the shitoko, but it's kind of dangerous too, cuz it's like popping up in between buildings as you're driving. It's like, "Oh, there's Tokyo Tower."
Yeah. Yeah. そうね、まあそういうランドマーク的な I mean, London has a lot of those things too, but you know, in London, I'm sure everyone talks about this all the time, but a lot of people think that London Bridge is a different one. So they, by mistake, they take a picture of a different bridge thinking that that's the London Bridge. Because the actual London Bridge doesn't really look so cool.
What's the other one called?
Tower Bridge.
Tower Bridge. Do you mean?
Tower. It has a tower. Yeah.
The bridge has a tower.
でもツイッターでそれを指摘する人がいるの一人。なんか日本の人が ロンドンブリッジに来ましたって言って違う橋の写真を上げてるとそれはロンドンブリッジじゃないですよってなんか優しく指摘するなんかアカウントがあるの、名前忘れちゃったけどロンドンブリッジみたいななんか名前のアカウントがあってそれをひたすら指摘するアカウントがあるよ、
Maybe the other bridge is cooler though. Maybe a tower bridge is justa better bridge.
Like if it looks cooler.
If they both weren't named, that one's more popular, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
みんなが勘違いするのはが納得できるくらいの感じなの、確かに。あ、こっちがロンドンブリッジなんだみたいな。ああ、なるほどみたいな。
Is there any underground network in London?
Underground network.
Yeah, London is like bombed a lot and stuff.
そういうこと?
So like Paris, you know, they store all their skeletons down there or something. Yeah, they're like these catacombs.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's storage. I don't really know the story
there. Storage, yeah.
Is that their graves? Is that what it... Do you know when that's from? Like when the catacombs started... not storing, but like becoming a
late
grave.
Late 18th century.
Like 17...
When major public health problems tied to the city's cemeteries led to a decision to transfer their contents to an underground site. カタコムがね、テーマのホラー映画あるよ。
Wait, transfer to an underground site? Wait, so
まあ、運んだんだ。
So, that was to like... What was the reason for that?
I don't know.
Have you been?
No, 行ったことない。 なんかパーティーとかやってるらしいけどね。
Party?
Yeah.
Like with
what is
the skeletons? With あの 骸骨?
のところで普通に。 Evacuations.
So, じゃあ London はないの? ああいうの?
The first evacuations were made from 1785 to 1787. どういう? Parisian population に怒られないように夜に transport しました。
But what I've seen is like the remains are just down there. They don't have tombstones. They're not organized, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. だからこう、なんか急いでこうやって運んだんじゃない?こっそり夜にさっさっさっさ。すごい、すごいよね。でも、ロンドンはそういうのは聞いたことないけどな。
I feel like Japan has
a... チューブはいっぱいあるけど。
Japan has...Not catacombs, but there's some underground stuff. Like passageways between buildings, like underground. There's sort of like underground networks where you can like move between all these buildings.
でもそういうページがあるよ。Subterranean London on Wikipedia. Water and waste, transport.Defense, utilities,
okay, there's
abandoned
no
structures.
Abandoned structure? Why don't you go there?
Many underground military citadels were built under London.
Underground military citadels? 何それ?
Few are acknowledged, but even fewer are open to the public.
So they do have some that are open.
One exception is the famous cabinet war rooms used by Winston Churchill.
Can you go in there?
Air raid shelters, known as deep level shelters.
Yeah. So a lot of countries that were bombed like that developed... they developed shelters like that and like underground places.
Oh, it is believed these tunnels...Also linked to Buckingham Palace.
It's believed? They don't know?
何それ? I guess they don't know.
They don't know.
There are secret tunnels under
What?
Buckingham Palace.
Have you gone into any subterranean stuff like this? Have you been into any like underground, I don't know, citadels?
In London, no.
Well, where have you...been in an underground military citadel.
Kuchi tunnels in Vietnam, I've talked about this, but to hide and fight against the states.
They have a bunch of those in Japan, too.
防空壕みたいな。
Yeah, and tunnel systems
right.
to defend against, like, like napalm, like fire grenades and stuff, they would have to go deep and like have a lot of turns and stuff. Also, some shrines have underground passageways. There's one near...
For what?
Near Todoroki Eki. And it's black, like you can't see. But then you go in there, you make it to like this chamber, and it has like these Buddhist statues, and there's like hundreds.
So you mean temple, not shrine?
Yeah, temple. Sorry, not shrine. And they have this little dish that you like ton ton suru, and it like yeah, what do you call that? You're supposed to do it with every single one, and there's hundreds. So you end up and there's multiple chambers that have these. And yeah. It's really cool, but it's quite narrow, so you have to be like, you know, within a certain size to like go through this thing. I think, you know, near Todoroki they have like this river that's like below surface level. It's like a valley.
Yeah, Todoroki 全然わかんない. Ah, これか. へえ、本当だ.
So I did that with every single statue there. It took forever.
へえ.
But they all make a slightly different sound. And when you're underground, it's kind of interesting. There's probably other places like that. Do you see any pictures of it? It's like really pretty down there. It might. I don't think it's allowed. Actually,
あるよ。1個だけ写真ある。 300体の仏像がある。
Yeah. And there's some up on the first floor too that you also have to like count.
へえ。行ってみたい。あ、写真撮影は一切禁止。うん。ああ、だからか。
You've never heard of this?
いや、聞いたことない。初めて聞いた。へえ。What
about the valley? Do you know about the valley?
What valley?
The valley near Todoroki? It's like this beautiful valley.
Todorokiってさ、今まで人生で行ったことあるかわかんないんだけど。
The valley is like gorgeous. Like, yeah, people don't really go there, but like the stuff is cool.
Todoroki Keikoku?
It's beautiful.
It's a valley, ne?
Yeah.
Todoroki tte nani? Todoroki tte doko ni ano? Setagaya?
Setagaya. It's like kind of near Futakotamagawa.
Futakotamagawa. Kochi watashi wa zenzen kawashikunai de. Futakotamagawa kara. Giri Nikotama de sa,
barbecue suru toka.
Ah, sokka.
I like these hidden, these hidden interesting things like this, because it's like in Tokyo, you know.
そうだね、そうね. え、これってさ、そっか、これこっちにだから川越えたらもう神奈川県ってこと？ そっか.
It's Kawasaki.
そっか.
The laws are different. So if you cross to the other side and you're in Kawasaki, you can do hanabi, you can do whatever you want. But if you're on the Futakotamagawa Eki side, you're not allowed to do anything. If it's fun, it's not allowed. You have to go to the Kawasaki side. Yeah. And
いや、なんかだってさ、遠いじゃん。すっごい遠いイメージがある。なんか
何が？やっぱ二子玉川とか自由が丘とかってうんすっごい遠いっていうなんか It's like
イメージがある。
16 minutes from Shibuya, maybe? そのぐらい? It's two stops.
シブヤもちょっと行きにくいっていうか、まあ山手線一本だけどさ、遠いの? でもうちからだとさ、わざわざ渋谷行かないじゃん。
Yeah, well, you're way over in, like, the, you know, Sarariman, like, sort of.
そうだね、もう海、海。
Yeah. Yeah, the concrete stuff.
そう、遠いイメージが。That's not true. We had a lot of like parks and stuff.
It's on concrete though.
そうね、まだそうね。
Like the trees are growing out of concrete. Like every, it's not. There's no like dirt. There's not that much dirt, right? Like.
あ、そうでもないよ。でもね、あのね、これ言うと場所があれかもしれないけど、あの古墳とかあるから。
Hmm. Did you hear about this? What do you call it? Redesign. What's the word? I can't think of the word, but they're redeveloping. Is that a word? There's like a
再開発?
For yeah, but for like I don't know if that's the term you'd use, but they're redeveloping the area around Meiji Jingu Maya. Do you know the area I'm talking about? Near like Aoyama. Where they have all the ginkgo trees.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're going to redo that whole area. And so they're going to like...
Gaienmae no koto?
Yeah. Near Gaienmae. Yeah, Gaienmae. Wait, what did I say earlier? I think I said Meiji Jingu Maya. Yeah, the Gaienmae area with the ginkgo trees. So there's like this big redevelopment project, and it's like really controversial because I guess they're going to cut down a bunch of trees. Allegedly. People are saying they're going to cut down like over 1,000 trees, and so there's like petitions and stuff.
ただイチョウ並木は保全する。あ、一応ちょっとずつ減ってはいない。もともとは971本だ、ほぼ1000本だったのが、一番新しいやつを見ると740、でもあんま減ってないね。
You know, one of those trees is bent. I noticed like a few months ago randomly.
Okay.
That all the trees are perfectly straight, and then one of them is like bent at the top.
Okay.
I mean.
これ何をしようとしてんの?
So there's a baseball stadium there that's like super old, and I think there's also a rugby stadium.
Yeah, yeah. Ah, 建て替えをしようとしてんのか?
And they want to rebuild those, and the redesign. So I looked at the plans for this, but it looks.It looks like the new plan isn't bad. There's like way more open space, and overall, I think there's more trees. But just in order to do the transition, they have to cut down a bunch of trees.
Okay.
There's a park near there, actually.
バッティングセンターとかもあるよね。たまに行ってた。
I think so. Yeah, well, there's some museum near there too. なんだっけ? The very fancy looking museum.
なんか新しいマンションとかもあるよね。Yeah, I've seen that. へえ。なるほどね。まあ渋谷もすごいやったもんね。
They're still doing it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. 一
生かかるね。
Yeah. Maybe. I feel like there's so much land near Fudakotamagawa or near Tamagawa that's like on the Tokyo side that's not really being used. そんなに。Or if you go to like Tamagawa Eki, there's nothing there. Nothing. There's like one cafe and that's it. There's nothing there. But if you get on Fukutoshinsen, it goes to Tamagawa Eki, Ippon, like really fast.
Okay.
So it seems like there'd be all this development there. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about the redevelopment stuff. It's kind of like there's already so much development here. Like, why don't we develop places that aren't that developed? But I don't know. Because it kind of shuts the whole area down for years when they do this. Money. So there's like a huge cost that... Yeah. Did you see about this granite slab on the moon?
No, but I saw the link that you sent me.
So there's this spot on the moon that's like, it's 32 degrees Celsius warmer than the areas around it.
Mm.
It's like way warmer. I think it's minus 12 Celsius, which is much warmer than everywhere else, which is like, I don't know, closer to minus 100 or something. But apparently there's like all this, all these thorium gamma rays that are heating the area up. And this thorium is inside this massive slab of granite. And we have granite on Earth. You know, a lot of buildings use granite.
Sorry, you know we have one more story left, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to mention this subterranean heating.
Okay.
Moon version. Yeah, so they found that.
Mm.
A study conducted by researchers at the University of Würzburg analyzed how men and women perceive jokes and found that men tended to find jokes funnier than women. They also found that sexist jokes are generally tolerated by men, while women tended to perceive such jokes as threatening and were more likely to feel offended. Men generally did not feel threatened by such jokes. The study involved nearly 200 participants who were presented with 20 different jokes. The results suggest that men do not respond to humor in the same way as women.
ウィルツブルグ大学の研究で、男女のジョークの捉え方について調査するため、約200人の参加者に20種類のジョークを提示した結果、男性は女性よりもジョークをより面白いと感じる傾向にあり、男女でユーモアに対する反応が異なっていました。また一般的に男性は性差別的なジョークを許容しているのに対し、女性はそうしたジョークを脅威と感じ、気分を害する傾向にありました。男性は一般的に脅威とは感じていませんでした。うん。
Yep.
まあなんか人種差別的なジョークとかもそうだよね。その別に、なんていうの、日本でじゃあ日本人を揶揄するジョークとかさ、白人でアメリカで白人を揶揄するジョークとかはまあ別にははって流せるけど、何かマージナライズされてる方はまあ脅威に感じるっていうのはあるよね。
うん。Where, how would you characterize yourself in this context?
It depends. I mean, it depends on the 内容。
But are you like, I don't know.
I think I don't consider myself as easily offended.
I don't think most people probably wouldn't consider themselves as easily offended, right?
But I think, well, I know some people who never really watch stand-up stuff とか, who, like, when you know that they're going to say something controversial or offensive to women or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Usually I can, ma, let it slide 普通に,
but let it slide.
It really depends on the content.
If you're letting it slide, it means you don't think it's funny, right?
Sometimes I do find it funny, like even when it's, you know, making fun of women とかさ. I mean, a lot of male comics do that, and you know, most of the time I would just laugh along, but unless it's like taking it way too far.
I feel like I notice more of a difference. I notice more of a difference with laughing, like joking around talking about a topic, rather than like telling an actual like a joke, like a stand-up comedian, right? But I would say a lot of my male friends will talk about something that's like actually messed up, you know, talk about something that's, you know, like bad or hypothetical situation where we all die, and that's like still we can laugh about it, right? But you know, there's a sensitivity to certain topics being combined with laughter that I think, you know, there may be a gender difference there as well. But I also think that I'm like not easily offended, relatively speaking, but
yeah. What's that guy's name? I always forget. This guy in a suit, this British guy.
Piers Morgan.
Huh?
Piers Morgan.
No, is he a comedian?
British guy in a suit. James Bond.
Not Bill Burr. What's his name? Something. Oh, Jimmy Carr.
Jimmy Carr.
I don't really like his stuff. I think often it feels like he's taken it too far for the sake of taking it too far.
Do you have an example?
No, but apparently my husband is okay with it. He doesn't think that it's too much, but
too far, like against, like, towards who?
A lot of things. I mean, he would just try to offend everybody, right? But
okay.
I think maybe he talks about rape, or I don't know. But on some occasions, I felt like, okay, this isn't really funny. Like, this is too much.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like some comics talk about controversial stuff, and they have an actual, like, nakami. But it feels like this guy is just trying to be controversial. Do you know what I mean? Just to be controversial. And
yeah, he's trying to be edgy. I don't really and like, yeah, I always am annoyed by that. It feels lazy to me. You know, it's sort of like a shortcut. Like, I'll just upset people and that'll get the attention or something. But
yeah, it's like, こんなこと言っちゃう俺みたいな。
I wish you had an example. Like, what sort of thing? You have to produce something here.
I mean, people can just watch his stuff. It's on Netflix and things.
Well, I mean, I don't think promoting this guy that just says horrible sexist things is the solution here.
Yeah.
Like what? Like, it doesn't literally need to be a joke of his, but
I can't remember. I think he, I just see, you know, headlines about, you know, like rape jokes and child sex abuse victim stuff, and you know, just things that I don't really want to think about when I'm trying to laugh. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, so
I think Chappelle generally does a good job with that, but I know people that find Chappelle to be quite offensive.
Yeah, so Dave Chappelle, Ricky Gervais, like, I like those people, but, you know, like, だから言いたいことがちゃんとあって、なんかポイントがあるわけじゃん。それだったらいいんだけど、なんかただただこうさ、オフェンシブなことを次々ともう言いまくって、とりあえずなんか、Yeah. それはあんまり好きじゃないから。
Well, some of the jokes that were included in this study. Here's the first one. How do you put an elephant into a refrigerator?
How?
You open the fridge door, put the elephant inside, and close the door.
Okay. Is this for children?
Why do little boys whine?
Why?
Because they're practicing to be men.
Okay, so first of all, I don't like this format of this American joke, みたいな.
You know, the one that starts with a question. Knock, knock, you know, that kind of.
I don't like this format.
Me neither. I don't think they had the participants actually respond. You know, they just have the question and sort of, I guess, the punchline together. Mm-hmm. But, these... So far, these aren't very funny.
Yeah, this format never really works for me.
But who knows? Maybe it's hilarious and we just don't have a good sense of humor or something. You never know.
なんかその反応でさ、男女で何を面白いかって思う反応が違うのもあるけど、その自分自身が人を笑わせるときのそのフォーマットの得意不得意もやっぱ男女で違うと思うんだよね。私結構それ前から思ってんだけどさ、例えばスタンダップとか、まあ、お笑いも日本のお笑いもそうだけどさ、その漫才とかコントとかスタンドアップとかそういうひな壇ボケとツッコミとかそういうのってこう大量の男性たちがさ、自分たちが一番得意で面白いフォーマットは何かっていうのを何十年も突き詰めていった結果こう編み出した手法なわけじゃん、
うん、
で実際それは面白いわけじゃん。だからテレビのフォーマットとかも基本全部それだしさ、でそこで用意された土俵に、まあ、スタンドアップなり漫才なり、じゃあ女性もやらせてあげましょうって言って女性がそこで今勝負してるけどさ、なんか女性がそこで今のところドミネートするっていうのはすごい難しいじゃん。でそれってさ、なんか男性と女性で一般的に得意なフォーマットがそもそも違うんじゃないかなって思って、なんかそのボケとツッコミみたいなこう対比、お互いがぶつかるとかスタンドアップとか漫才みたいにこう自分の主張をさ一人でベラベラベラベラ喋るみたいな感じよりはさ、女性はこうなんかお互い協力してインプロフみたいなのが得意な人が多いような気がするんだよ、なんか見てて、
うん、
これ私のただの感想なんだけど。でなんか短時間でだからパッパッパッパッって笑いを取るっていうよりかは会話とかの中でなんかビルドアップしていくスタイルっていうかさ、
うん、So you think it's more collaborative and it's sort of a longer、うん、format is more suitable? Like if you were just to generalize the female comedic style?
そう。だからそもそもその男性社会の中でできたそのフォーマット、全部フォーマットでも何テレビ局の人も男性、制作会社の人も男性、出演者も男性とかさ、そこで作り上げられたフォーマットに女性がその土俵に乗せられると、それはそんなすごい上手な人もちろんいっぱいいるけど、なんかそもそもフォーマットが違うんじゃないかなっていう気はする。
I think there are also way less women trying to become comedians.
Well, of course, yeah, there's that too. But so there are a lot of factors. And there's this like sexist type thing where, you know, when one male comic is not funny, everyone's like, oh, this Tom is not funny. But when Jane is not funny, suddenly, oh, women are not funny, right? It's generalized. And then her spot is now like Ayawe. The female spot is now Ayawe, you know, because it's like, oh, ここの女性のスポットを上げましょうってくれてるみたいな状態になっちゃってるから。
You mean in Japan?
Or... Yeah.
うん、
だからその女性枠みたいなのがあるわけじゃん。でその男性に選ばれないとそこにはまずいられないし、そこで面白くなければもう、あ、女性は面白くないねって まあ、政治家とかもそうだけどさ、男性のがね、しくじってもその人個人の性質っていう風にしてもらえるけど、女性だと女性全部が、あ、やっぱ女は面白くないねみたいにされちゃって、機会が潰されちゃうみたいなのはあるじゃん。だからそういろいろあるけど、ただその一個としてそのフォーマットがまず男女で得意なのが違うんじゃないかなっていうのを結構ずっと思ってる。 Like when I was young in high school とか、I used to do this improv thing with my friends, right? And it's not like, oh, let's do this improv right now. Like, we don't talk about it. I would just like suddenly start, right? Yeah. With no myoki or anything. I would just see my friend and I'd be like, hisashiburi, even though we were just together like 5 minutes ago, right?
Mm.
And they would like respond and we would go on forever and it's super funny. And I was always doing that with my friends, and I would try to do that with my guy friends, and 誰もやってくれないの。
I think some guys will do it.
Yeah, but it feels like, なんかそういう collaborative な、it's not like, oh, I'm funny, or I said something funny, but it's more like, we're funny together, みたいな。Like, そういうのが、得意な女性は結構いるんじゃないかなって私は肌感覚で思ってて、日本のテレビ見ててもなんかそういうモーメントが結構あるんだよね。女性の芸人さんたちでそういう感じの笑いを作ってる瞬間、
うん、
あ、やっぱこういうのは得意なんだってなんか思って、私はそれを結構見たいんだけど、もっとそもそもそういうフォーマットが用意されてないから。
Well, I go work outside at like some random cafes like quite frequently. So I overhear a lot of different people's conversations.
Mm.
And I agree with you. Some of the funniest conversations where I'm like, I'm trying not to listen to them, but it's too entertaining.
Yeah.
That, and I'm like, it's usually like, you know, 女子大生ぐらい、and they're like super ふざけてる。 Everything is a joke, like nothing they're saying is serious, and it can have like sort of this self-deprecating aspect to it, and they like know each other well enough to like just keep that going, and you know, and they'll be laughing so hard that they're like crying, and they just keep doing that, and that's like, I see that sometimes. I overhear that sometimes. But I don't see, like, adult women doing that very much with each other. You know?
Oh, we do that.
Well, I don't see that. It's, like, common for younger, you know, like, 女子大生to do it. But I don't see it.
I guess when we're older, we need alcohol.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
And more in a private area so that we know that no one's listening.
But part of it is like being, part of it is like stupid, like intentionally stupid and like ridiculous, you know? There is this like immaturity to it that makes it fun, you know? And I think as you get older, it's a little bit, people are a little more shy. Maybe because I'm talking about being in a public place, you know, like, they don't give a shit what people around them think. They really don't care. But adults, we're all like so sensitive, and we're trying to look like we're all like chantoshiru and shit when we're outside. And it kind of shuts down some opportunities for that sort of spontaneous, you know, interaction. But
Yeah, it's
I agree. I would like to see it.
Yeah, that's a collaborative thing. Like, when you're watching reality shows too, right? Like, they usually have, you know, a bunch of guys living together, a bunch of girls living together, and they do this, like, mating things, right? And I always see, like, girls bonding like crazy. Even though they're, like, maybe competing for the same person or whatever, they bond in, like, a week or so, and they act like they've been best friends forever, and when they say goodbye they cry, and And then they talk a lot, and then they have all kinds of funny conversations, and it's not really about, oh my gosh, she's so funny, you know, or he, like, I'm totally generalizing here, but when I see guys being funny, it's kind of like, oh, this guy is really funny, and it's almost like it's a 勲章みたいな, like, I'm funny, I'm a funny guy. Whereas women, it's like, let's be funny together. Like, it's not really about me. It's not really about me being the funniest person in the room or anything. It's just like, we try to create this, like, funny environment, you know, where we can all laugh together.
So, in that sense, stand up とか漫才みたいなのはなんか そうちょっとそういうフォーマットじゃない方が面白いのかな もちろん again there are a lot of women who are very good at that too but you know
do you think some percentage of the population just has no sense of humor? I've always believed that. I think there's like 15%, like a high percentage.
15%?
That has like...
That's a lot.
like no sense of humor. Like it's actually, it's almost not there. Like there are some people that just, they're not that kind of person.
15 もいる?
I don't know what the real number is. But if I had to guess, I would say like 10 to 15%. They're like people that just, they just don't think these things are funny. They don't watch stand-up. They don't watch funny movies. They don't care about these people that are like, you know, it's just like a different, I don't know, lens for the world.
でも、わかんない日本だとあんまいなくないその なんか 15% もいるかな結構お笑いとかみんな好きじゃない好きな人が多くない
I think so
あとはそのなんか人を笑わせるモチベーションの差みたいのはあるよね Like I've noticed over the years that I have this likeRelatively high motivation to make people laugh. People, ってか women. I want to make women laugh. Like I've always had that. まあ、それは女子校っていうのもあると思うんだけどね。だとにかく女の子と一緒にいたらもうとにかく笑ってほしいの。
Yeah.I think I feel that too. There is this satisfaction when you think something's funny and then you say it and other people think it's funny too and you feel like, you know, there's a similarity there between our minds, between how we're seeing this situation right now.
So, で、そのポロって自分がちょっと面白いかなって思ってなくても別にポロってなんか言ったことをすごいさ爆笑してくれるわけじゃんその友達とかだったら、でそれがすごい嬉しいみたいな
I found that one of the way the as far as my humor ability it was stronger in the direction of like making fun of peoplethan just, you know, just situational sort of other types of humor. And so I had to modulate that as I got older. But I you know, attended an all-boys school for a while, and that was the culture.
Right.
Like, right. It wasn't funny unless you were making fun of someone.Like, that's how it was. And, you know, it was either violence or humor, right? Like, if you want a way out of violence, it has to be humor. Like, it's sort of a disarming thing too. So there's a lot of that. And
そうだね。それも絶対違うよね。それもすごい generalization ではあるけど、男女で差が絶対にあるよね。その女性でそういう誰かのエクスペンスになんかファニーなことを言うみたいなのってもうダメじゃん。ダメっていうかもうそれはさ、その社会で生きていけなくなりそう。
I've definitely seen that too. There's plenty of women that are very good at that also.
Yeah, but that'll be regarded as just mean, right? It feels like guys can get away with that more.
Well, guys make fun of each other and bond that way. It's actually a positive thing. So guys make fun of each other, tease each other, and that can be like...
banter. If that's banter, I agree. But I've also seen this like hierarchy type thing. Like, okay, everyone can make fun of this guy. And this guy doesn't really do that, you know? But these guys always make fun of this guy. And then they can do that because they're the like alpha type.
Well, that's when it becomes bullying, right? If the person doesn't like it.
Yeah, so it's like borderline bullying. But then...
I think
just
it is bullying.
Because this guy is laughing along and he doesn't really get offended and it's okay.
You have to be able to make fun of each other. Otherwise, it's not fun. You know? So if I'm making fun of one of my friends, they can make fun of me and I have to be able to take it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm being a bad sport. You know? But
I think... It feels like women do mostly like self-deprecation stuff rather than, you know...
Well, guys do that a lot, too. I've had some of my close friends, like, that's the main thing they do. It's, like, self-deprecation and then, like gay jokes about themselves. But we know they're not gay, but it's, like, this, I don't know, like, joking that you might be gay or that you're...
Is that still a thing?
I'm talking about a long time ago.
Oh,
but
okay.
I'm sure it's still a thing. I mean, yeah, it's still a thing. People still do that.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, I can just speak from my experience, so it's hard to generalize everywhere, and I'm sure it varies by culture, too, you know? So if you're in, you know, Eastern Europe or something, the humor might be different than... in South America might be different than, you know, humor in Africa.
Yeah, so 日本的な感じで self-deprecating なことを言うと普通に慰められちゃうみたいなたまにあるからね。そんなことないよみたいな。いや、違う、笑ってくれよみたいなさ。So, 気まずい感じになるみたいな。
Yeah.
そういう文化的なね、差は結構あると思うけど。But yeah, I like watching. I don't really watch comedy movies anymore, but I like watching stand-up.
Well, who's good? You only mentioned someone who's like not good.
Well, I love Ali Wong. I've said it so many times here, but
So
I
love
her. She's so funny.
You've seen her stuff already, right? So, like, what are you watching now?
I don't know. I just watch all the random people on Netflix, you know? It's like there's so many people that I haven't even heard of and just try it.
Well, have you heard any good ones recently?
Good and... どうだろう。この間なんか、その前、ちょっとメンションしたやつは見たけど。That was funny and...
Have you seen Kill Tony?
Who?
Kill Tony.
Kill Tony?
It's hosted by Tony Hinchcliffe. But they have a format where they live stream the show and they pick names out of a hat. So anyone can put their name in the hat and they'll just pick a name and then people that have like no experience at all doing stand-up will go on this stage and perform in front of like a huge number of people.
Okay.
And most of them are like really bad, like really, really bad. But then there's an interaction between them and the hosts, and the hosts of the show will roast you if you're not funny and make fun of you, so that their justification is like, at least this way, something's funny. And if you want to be a comedian, the culture among comedians is like, you have to be able to be made fun of, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think it's a pretty interesting format. I'd like to see something like that in Japan. But it's hugely successful. It's probably, I'm sure it's controversial because like Joe Rogan gets involved and all the comedians get involved, and you know, the comedians are very pro free speech, and that causes, that's been causing all kinds of political fallout, including with Chappelle and other comedians. So the whole comedy scene is like weirdly politicized lately.
Well, the mainstream ones, at least, I guess. My friend's doing stand-up, right? And he's been going around like different countries to do stand-up, and he's been going around like non-English speaking countries, and he does it in English. He said like in places like London, the competition is too intense. Like more インフレしてる から やる人がいっぱいいて。だから違う国に行った方がいいって言ってた。
It does seem like there's been an explosion in stand-up.
And then, みんなの反応とか見ても結構面白い。Like, he says pretty offensive stuff sometimes, and...
Like chauvinistic sexist jokes also?
Yeah. But his wife is always there, right? And, like, there's one that he put up on YouTube. And then, I think maybe in the early... during his set, he mentioned that his wife was there, and then towards the end he makes this like crazy comment about women or sex or whatever, and then everyone's laughing, but then they all look back. He said something about like he was talking about Amsterdam, and then he said like, oh, this is why I fuck prostitutes or something. He's just joking. He doesn't do that, but he just says it. And then everyone's laughing. But then, like, they all look back to see how the wife is reacting. Like, they kind of want to make sure that the wife is laughing, right? Like, ちょっと不安になる. They're laughing, but ちょっと不安になるみたいなさ. I always think that was really funny. Like,
it reminds me of the
urge.
The whole Chris Rock. Slappening.
Ah, right.
Thing.
Yeah. Well, the wife obviously knows that it's a joke.
That was different because it, you know,
like laughing, and
in that case, it wasn't Will Smith telling the joke. It was someone else, you know.
Yeah.
So
it's totally different. But yeah, みんな一応ね、なんか気になっちゃうんだなと思って。Like, is she okay about this?
Do you know what Jay Arato is?
Yeah.
It's the missile launch warning, right? Yeah. Or is it just for missiles, or is it for other stuff too?
厳密にはどうなるか分かんないけど、北朝鮮のやつとかでしょ?
Well, I saw something about Jay Arato. They're going to do some test.
Of the
system, and then they postponed the date for J. Arato to today. Yesterday, if you're listening to this,
and then
right when they were going to do the test, North Korea actually launched a missile, and so I think this is the reason. I don't know. I was like reading this in real time, like when the test was supposed to happen, and people were speculating all kinds of stuff. But I guess the North Korea launched a missile, and so they canceled the J alert. But then I'm thinking, like, aren't they supposed to send the J alert when a missile is launched anyways? So shouldn't they just send it? But if you send it, people are going to think it was a test, and not the real thing. But if you don't send it, then a missile is being launched and there's like no alert.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's weird.
But when you hear J-Arato, are you supposed to like go under your desk or something?
I have no idea. I don't even know what... So is it, it's different from the earthquake ones? Do you get a message or how does it work?
I don't know. I didn't receive it. I don't know if I've ever received J-Arato. I don't. That's not the same as the earthquake one, right? That's a different alert, right?
I really have no idea.
Hmm.
全然わからん。
Hmm. Did you hear about the court ruling on restricting bathroom, women's bathroom from this trans person in the workplace?
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. 経産省かどっかでしょ?
Hmm.
Yeah, I saw that this person has been on some treatment for like decades.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it really depends, right? I think I didn't really look into it closely.
Hmm.
But allegedly, like women working there had no complaints or problems.
Hmm.
And I think that led to the ruling.
Well, isn't this expected to have implications for just broadly? Just as a legal precedent?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the criteria would be. Like, so if, you know, basically, like, the その treatment の有無とその実際にその女子トイレを使ってる一緒に使ってる人たちがサポートしてるかどうかとか、
うん、
だからそういうのを全部さ無視してっていうことではないから、まあ落ち着いて今後見るしかないっていう感じじゃないの。
What's the status of this in the UK?
I don't know actually.
I don't think that trans women can use the women's room in UK or generally elsewhere.
Hmm.
I don't know. I was looking for it, but I couldn't find anything.
Well, generally speaking, I think UK is somewhere between Japan and the US.
You mean but on like a progressive scale?
Yeah, but they have just banned puberty blockers for minors, which I think is a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah, seems like it's not banned in the US at all. And I don't know what the prevalence of that is, but...
まあ日本はでもあんまり私は心配しないというか、なんとなくこうバランス、こうアメリカみたいな感じまではならなそうと思ってるけどね、そのもう早急になんていうの、ちょっとバランス度外視するみたいな感じではなさそうというか、
うん、
だそのだから今も温泉とかはさ結局あれでしょ、そのフィジカルにマッチしてなければ入れないとかなってるでしょ。
I think that's the way the bathrooms are.
The identify、right. するだけではダメっていうことだよね。
うん、
そう。
Yeah. Well, what do you think they should do about the bathrooms?
I don't know, actually. 本当に難しいよね。 そのさ、だってもうこれ正直言ってもう最終的にパス度によって変わってくるわけじゃん、 right?
That's not really practical, right?
Exactly, so だから難しいよね、本当に。
Mm. I don't think it's that complicated, but what do you think about the threads after using it or not using it
for this time period? いや、どっちでもいいんだけど一個にしてほしい。だから一つはでもいいことだと思うんだよ。そのコンペティションがあった方がいいからね、ツイッター一個しかないっていうのは良くない、市場にとって良くないから、コンペティションがあることはいいんだけど、そのじゃあ企業とか自分の番組とかがどっちも投稿しなきゃいけないってなるとクソめんどくさいから、なかったことにしたい、自分の中ではないことにしたいなと思ってそっと閉じた。
Do you think it's a different following because the Instagram people are more visual and you know the Twitter people are more text oriented, you know, idea oriented. So Instagram is more, you know, like squat oriented.
そもそもなんかさ、最初に開いてでフォローのリクエストみたいなのがいっぱい来てたじゃん、
うん、
でそれがさ、だからインスタ経由からだとそのマニュアルで承認全部しなきゃいけないっていう仕様がまずもう信じられないというかさ、そんな。
So are you hitting accept on all? You have to like 一個一個
everybody.
Like、yeah. you can't just accept all
Select all とかそういうのが私が見た限りなかったから、一人一人ポチポチポチポチ承認しなきゃいけなくて、なんだこれってまず思ったのと、あとなんかそのフィードがさもう埋め尽くされてて、おすすめみたいな、で要はおすすめしかないわけだよね。
Yeah, and it's not necessarily chronological too, right?
そう、それがつらって思って、まあでも別にそのスレッズの存在自体を批判したいわけじゃなくて、あくまでも私はツイッターでもスレッズでもいいんだけど、とにかくそれが2つあるって思うことがもうすごいストレスなんだなって開いてみて初めて分かった開いた時の自分のストレス具合が想像以上だったから、あ無理だみたいな。
Well, isn't this what I was talking about last week, you know, with the messaging appsThat it's just a pain, you know, the switching apps thing. You're switching the context, you're switching the audience, and I don't know if maybe they'll have some like, they probably won't have a feature that will sync them up, right? Because, I mean, these guys are scheduled for a cage match. They're not about to like collab and make it easier.
Yeah, no.いやだからそのコンペティションがあった方がいいから、あることはいいんだよ、いいんだけど、ね、企業とかはさ、じゃあ結局どっちもアカウント作ってとかしなきゃいけないだろう、そういうことを考えると、まあ、自分の仕事のこともあるから、わそれどっちもで炎上したりとかさ、片っぽで炎上したりとか、そういう、ね、こっちですごいまた喧嘩したりとか、そういう場が増えるのかと思うと結構げんなりしてしまって。
そんなにドラマないじゃんうちら。
いやうちはないけど、その
There's no drama.
I have another job, you know,、uh-huh. and so そういうのを考えるとわーってなっちゃうし、今ツイッター見るだけでもさ、it's addictive. So having two of those definitely doesn't help. And
じゃあ結局
こんな同じようなの2個作るなやって思ってしまった。なんかもっと違う、なんか同じようで全然違うみたいなだったらいいんだけど、
It is a total rip off.
なんか同じようで私の中ではより悪いみたいな感じだから、
mm.
ちょっと、どうかなみたいな、
So what do you think is going to happen?
どうなんだろうね。私の中でもうないことになってるけど、 みんなはどうなんだろう。逆にスレッズの方が全然いいやっていう人も
いる、
ね、その中にはいるんだろうけど、どうなのかね。
I think there are a lot of problems with it. I'm pessimistic.
インスタと連携してるっていうのがいいか悪いかで、そのネットどうなんだろうって考えると、そのインスタでフォローしてる人は私はいっぱいいるけど、その人たちの日々のなんか字とかを読みたいかって言うと別にそういうわけでもないから。
Yeah, the reason for following is different, right? Like they take nice pictures or they work with visual things.
ね、例えばこう、私はね、たまにその絵をあの watercolor 描くのが好きだから、watercolor のなんか tutorials とかさ、やってくれてるアーティストとかフォローしてたりするんだけど、じゃその人がなんか今度の選挙戦についてどう思ってるとかさ、なんか政治のことですごい怒ってるとか、そういうのをじゃあ見たいかって言うと別に見たいわけじゃないから、フォローしたい相手がそもそもインスタとそういうね短文系のサービスで全然かぶってないし、まず
Does it ruin it? It's like stop tweeting. No, I liked you so much on Instagram.
でもそういうの絶対あるよね。その写真で見るだけだと、あ、この子かわいいとかでさ、ただフォローしてるだけとかあるだろうから、実際こう文を書いてるのを見たらさ、こういう感じなのかみたいな、そうそう、知りたくなかったなみたいなのは絶対あるだろうし。
It's often a turn off in my experience, just reading what, like, reading people's posts, just in general. Like, I felt that strongly on Facebook.
だ逆の方が珍しそうじゃない、その先にだからポッドキャスト聞いたりとかツイッター読んでて、でその人のインスタを見に行ってメイジャーターンオフみたいな方が少ないじゃん多分。だけど写真だけ見てて、あ、写真だけ見ててなんかすっごいぼんやりした概念でその人を捉えてるんだけど、その解像度が急になんかバーって上がっちゃうとなんか違うとかはありそうだから。
You've had this experience where you're listening to someone and you've already created an image of this person, and then you see that what they actually look like, and it's like, what? This is just messing with my, you know, my mind, like my imagined version. Definitely happens for me.
頭の中で想像してたのと違うけど、だいたいその頭で想像できるわけないじゃん、声から顔が。だから
It's worse than what I imagine. You don't imagine like a beautiful person?
For me, it's not really better or worse. It's just different. Like, あ、なんか思ってた感じと違うけど、別にこれはこれでみたいな、なんていうの、そのいい悪いとかあんまないかもしれない。なんか、あ、ちょっと想像してた通りの感じだな。なんか私が聞いてるのは2人の女性で、1人はちょっとキリッとしたっぽい、でもう1人はなんかもうちょいポワンとした感じかなって思ったら、実際見たら本当にそんな感じ。その顔は想像してたのと違うは違うのかもしれないけど、あ、でもなんか、あ、この人がこっちでこの人がこっちか、あ、なるほど、納得みたいな感じとか、なんだろう、そんなにがっかりしたことはないかもしれない。ふーんくらい。
ふーん can be like pretty bad though. ふーん。
でも、あ、そうだよねみたいな。別にプラスもマイナスもないっていうか。
That's tragic.
It really doesn't matter what they look like.
Well, it doesn't, but for the people on Instagram that you follow for just sort of the visual side of things, it doesn't really matter what their, I don't know, politics are or what they're thinking about, right? But it's still a turnoff.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. It's not like, oh, that changes my life. No, it doesn't. I don't know.
I guess... でもなんかその relatableness とか変わってきちゃう。
Did you see the donut on Mars? Tell me you saw it.
No. You're seeing a lot of things.
Am I?
Yeah, I guess so. You're like, did you see this? Did you see that? Did you see this? And I'm like, no.
Well, the no, I guess you're, you mean like the J alert,
I'm not,
trans bathroom.
I'm not seeing anything.
I'm surprised you didn't see the rock on Mars. There's a giant boulder and it has a hole in it, like a donut.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm really not seeing anything.
It's a big deal, I think. Maybe. Okay. I mean, have you seen one of those on Earth? I haven't seen one.
I don't think so.
そんなの.
わかんない。ないんじゃない? I'll have to see the Mars picture, but I mean it's summer break, so I'm just shooting water guns and throwing water balloons and I don't know, eating suika and just doing summer stuff.
Yeah.
Childhood summer stuff, you know.
Sounds fun. I haven't thrown a water balloon in a while.
今ね、あの、使い捨てじゃないやつがあるの。
How?
てかまず2つは使い捨てのやつも昔だったら一個一個水入れないといけないじゃん。じゃなくて一気に100個ぐらい入れれるやつとかもあるよ。テクノロジーが進化して。あとはこ
う、Is that like one balloon with a bunch of little udders on it?
It looks like this. So there's ここから水入れたらもう全部の水風船に水が一気に入るの。
So there's one connection at the end there?
そうそうそう。だから
And that splits off into
そうそうそう、100個。
100個?一気に?
だから1分で100個の水風船が一気にできるの。
Wait, but these are 使い捨て?
これは使い捨て、そう。
And the umbilical 結構長いじゃん。一個一個の。So like the
あ、まあ、
the rubber の量 is like 2倍ちょっと増えてない
Umbilical
That tube part that goes to the balloon part Tube あるじゃん。
そうね、そうそうそう。だこれはエコではないあんまり、まあ、これリサイクルのやつだけど、あの、
まあ、water waste、
あ、water waste
は better,
どうしようもない
。
あ、
this、right?
yeah, yeah, I think
because
so,
otherwise、
yeah,
you have the faucet on and you like put it. I mean, I don't know. You probably don't waste that much water, anyways. But
あの使い捨てじゃないやつはなんかシリコンみたいなのでできてて、シールがマグネットが入ってるの。
え？マグネット。
こういうふうにパカって開くん。うん。
It's
パカって開いて。
Hard? It's 硬い。
いやでもや柔らかい。シリコンの多分なんかで巻いてあるから。で、ふにゃふにゃなのね。
And the magnet is soft? It's like that black strip magnet?
I think so, but it's covered in this soft silicone tube or whatever. So, I mean, it might hurt if you obviously throw it in someone's face or something, but...
How do you fill it up?
それを普通にパカッと開けて水をチャパって入れるだけ。
In one side?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not like full, like a water balloon.
It's not full, no.
Is it as fun?
Yeah, it's quite fun.
Is it as fun though? You know, the water balloon, you get a big one, it like kind of stretches around your face before it pops, you know?
そうね。まあ、だからちょっと違うけど、でもこれは何？何回でも使えるからさ、もっと手軽にできるじゃん。で、ゴミがさ、あれ、水風船でやった後、こう拾うのすごい大変だから。あの、こう何回でも使えるやつだとね。そういうのはない。ないから楽しいよ
Interesting innovations in water balloon tech
water gun もね、私が持ってたのと全然違う。This like huge one and カチャカチャピュンピュンピュンピュンって。
Wait, the squirt gun is how advanced is it? Like how many PSI are we talking about?
No, I didn't really have it when I was a child.
Squirt gun?
I mean, I had like a little one, you know, こういう pistol type.
The clear green one?
But yeah, with a red lid, this tiny lid.
The trigger is like red too, no?
I think so.
But it was like really green.
Now we have a huge one, and the tank is huge, and it's really easy to put water in it. And then I ordered two, thinking that we will get two guns, but then one set comes with two guns, so now we have four. Yeah, it's fun.
It's a lot of water guns. Is it? What's the brand for water guns? Is there like a big one, like Nerf?
I don't know. I got them on Amazon.
So.
Yeah, いろいろ思い出すよね。なんか子供の時何してたかなとか。だから、I've been doing このなんて言うんだっけ、何将棋って言うんだっけ、崩す、なんか将棋のさ、崩して遊ぶやつあるじゃん。こう将棋崩しって言うんだっけ、なんかジェンガみたいな感じで駒をガシャーンってやって、でこう指一本で取っていくんだけど、カチャって崩れたりしてカチャって音が鳴るとダメみたいなやつがあって、子供の時散々やってたんだけど、それを今子供でやっててさ、あ、こんなんあったなとか。 It's like I'm reliving my childhood summer break. It's really fun.
I can send you someof the like old school Japanese ones if you want, like takekopta とか
takekopta?
This one.
Ah. え、それ takekopta って言うんだっけ、違うくない、なんて言うんだっけ、
takekopta じゃないの、
え、takekopta ってさ、だってあれでしょ、 takekopta ドラえもんのやつでしょ。
一緒じゃん、
飛ばすやつ、なんていうんだっけ、
あ、竹とんぼ
、竹とんぼじゃない、
yeah.
竹とんぼ、
No, it is, it is, right?
うん、そうだそう、
竹、yeah, there's like there's like this one, right? Where, what is this one? You like
竹とんぼ、
ああ、
けん玉、
けん玉、
あ、確かにね、
there's all the little like plane, airplane that you like build, there's like this really popular, there's like this little
輪ゴムつけるやつ?
Yeah, I think so. They have those. It's like this little flat card, and they would have it like 駄菓子屋。
あれね、そういうエアプレインはあるこっちにも。あとあのプーって吹いたらピロロロンって出るやつあるじゃん。ピーってあれもこっちにある。あれはユニバーサルなんだなと思って。
I was in some shop the other day that had like all of them there, and they were super cheap.
駄菓子屋さんみたいな。
I was tempted to like buy a bunch, but
yeah,
そんな暇ないから。
自分用にってこと。じゃうちの子用に買っといてよ、そしたら。
Yeah.
日本の文化をちょっと分かってもらわないといけない。この間七夕もあったからさ。七夕とかさ、やっぱ話も忘れてるから。なんで年に1回しか会えないんだっけって言われて、え、なんでだっけ、なんか親に反対されてんだよね、 なんでなんだっけとか言ったら、息子はでも日本 の, あの土曜日に行ってる学校で教わってきたみたいで、 He was like、Because they were not working. I was like, really? みたいな、すごい疑っちゃって。でも本当にそうなんだよね。I think I よくわかんないけど、 I guess they fell in love and then they stopped working, they became lazy or something. Anyway, 文字起こしのテキストと 各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。英語表現解説エッセイ、も出しているので
ぜひ。あと宿題、毎週20問ずつかな出題しているので、ぜひやってみてください。文法、単語、表現、ディクテーションとかいろんな種類の問題があります。無料お試し期間もあるのでやってみてください。bilingualnews.jp で公式サイトをやっています。あと BN メンバーシップもやっています。グッズを買ってくださったり、アプリを使ってくださったり、メンバーになってくださっている皆さん、本当にありがとうございます。広告をつけずに自腹で運営しているので、皆さんのおかげで運営できています。本当に感謝しています。Twitter、Facebook、Instagram、Threads やってるのでぜひフォローお願いします。一応アカウントはあるか。終わり。
バイ。以上です。バイ。